下面的这篇报道呢，关键词是 foodie， 最贴切的中文解释呢，恐怕要用吃货。因此呢，收音机前喜欢美食的朋友们要注意了，来看看加拿大吃货们喜欢什么样的美食。Let's take a look at a report by Canada.com. Do you fancy yourself a foodie? If so, you're in good company. A new Gusto TV Nanos Research Foodie Nation Survey checked in with Canadians about their love of food, and 70% of those surveyed confessed to being foodies. Of this legion avid food enthusiasts, 1 in 4 identify as having serious culinary cred. As for the top foodie provinces, 3 regions are neck and neck, Quebec, British Columbia, and Ontario.
Yeah, when it comes to experimenting with different dishes, recipes, and restaurants, Canadians overwhelmingly have a taste for adventure.
Yeah, and I think in China nowadays, many people would like to say that they are the foodies or they are crazy for food. You know, people are proud of that.
Yes. Do you know that I'm a vegetarian, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But last night, somebody put a very persuasive argument to me,
mm-hmm.
Which almost convinced me that I should not be a vegetarian.
What?
They said if nature didn't intend us to eat meat...Why did they make animals out of food?
Okay, that's persuasive. What kind of cultural food were most representative and the closest thing to Chinese cuisine? 了解了加拿大吃货们最钟爱的美食呢，相信很多和我一样的人在琢磨呢，什么样的美食最能够表达中国美食达人们的心声。如果你经常标榜自己是资深的吃货，那么用微信告诉我们你最钟爱的中国美食是什么？你认为呢，什么最能够代表中国的味道？我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀。
That's great. Thank you, Zhang Wan. That's the end of today's China Drive. Thanks for your messages. Always great to hear from you on Weixin. Just look for China Drive if you want to continue the discussion.